Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Titter, and neilhaley.com. And one of my favorite shows ever was The Dukes of Hazzard. And I'm not afraid to say it ever because I just loved it growing up as a kid. And anytime I get to talk to this guy, I'm excited. So I'm excited to welcome the program, John Schneider. John, thanks for calling. Man, you know what? I want us to always say it to the mountaintops. I love The Dukes of Hazzard.
So do I. It's a great show. It's still a great show. People still love it. People your age, people my age, people 7 years old. They love them some Dukes of Hazzard, and I think it's fantastic. I think it's so cool. You know, people there are no ravenous fans of Hill Street Blues, right?
No.
Which was a very big show when Dukes of Hazzard was on. Hill Street Blues was all fancy and everything was, everybody thought that show was going to last forever. And lo and behold, here we are almost 40 years later. It'll be 40 years in 2018 since we first started Dukes of Hazzard, and it's still going strong. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And you're still talking to me.
Yeah, exactly. I have so many favorites from Cooter to, Roscoe P. Coltrane and just all those people I grew up in. And again, you got to talk about Daisy Duke, you know. It's just, it is what it is.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to. Catherine Bach was fantastic as Daisy. In fact, Alicia and I just had dinner with Kathy a couple nights ago. We were in Los Angeles for a few days and she's doing great. She's got two beautiful little girls, and life is good. And, what's really cool for me is I got back into the music business, and just as I haven't done a record, Neil, since 1989.
Wow.
So I've recorded here and there, but I haven't done a record since 89. And I decided to get back in. Long story about that. But as soon as I did, I get a call from Kix Brooks about playing basically a Johnny Cash legendary country music star who is desperate to put his sons who are at odds with each other, put them back into a family vibe, and I do it through death in this movie called You're Gonna Miss Me. And it's funny because a lot of people don't even know I sang. I sang a lot back in the 80s.
Right.
So to have the phone ring and to have somebody like Kix say, hey, look, I want you to come out and would you play this legendary country star? Now, the other fun part of it is I did a show called Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman years ago, and my buddy from that show is in this movie, and he's also the producer of it. His name is William Shockley. So he played Hank. If you folks out there were Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman fans, he's the guy down at the bar where all the fights happen. But it's called You're Gonna Miss Me, and the music is great, and the movie is great. You can get it. I think you can pick it up in Walmart even right now. And of course, you can get my music at johnschneiderofficial.com. The music that I did here in this movie is from a record called Ruffled Skirts.
Wow,
it's fun.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that you people don't remember yet that music and then how music comes back. John, we talked about 6-7 months ago about your own production company you're developing and all these movies and things like that. And then we really didn't talk about the music. And the music, so you can fit music and acting into one thing. You love it, right? You got the music,
you got the
acting. That's awesome.
Absolutely, and here we can put. I told somebody the other day, I can put music in the movies that we do out here, but I can't put movies in the music we do. So it makes more sense for me to continue to making the movies and then grab my guitar. For example, I just did a movie called Four to Go. That's kind of a psychological thriller. I had Johnny Lee in it and Mickey Gilley in it. And Johnny and I rewrote a parody to his Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And we wrote a parody to it. because he plays a an unsuccessful sheriff looking for the bad guys. So in this one, it's looking for thugs in all the wrong places. And, you know, life is too short not to have fun as often as you can.
Oh, so, absolutely.
So I'm enjoying every bit of it.
And working with Kix, that's got to be great, right? I'm sure you're definitely a fan of his.
I'm a fan of his, and he's a fan of mine. It's great. And he's from here. He's from Louisiana, which I didn't realize. He's from up near Shreveport. So also a musclehead, you know, loves the fast cars. So we had a lot in common. Got to see him this Friday and Saturday. We're going to Tucson where we filmed this movie and have a world premiere of You're Gonna Miss Me right there in the town in Tucson, Arizona, where we filmed. So I'll be hanging out with Kicks and some guitars, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Good stuff.
It's definitely good stuff, and think of, and especially on you know, coming up Saturday, as you're talking about, just to kind of hang out, you know, do all these different things is for sure. Let's talk really quickly about the synopsis of the movie. It's definitely about family, right? The story of
absolutely.
You're Gonna Miss Me. Yeah. So tell us a little bit.
It's about getting your family back together through a wonderful device. It's My character, I don't think it gives anything away. My character dies, and in dying, he has left this. He's left his substantial fortune, his publishing rights, and all of his things to his children, provided they do a certain group of things. He sends them on a scavenger hunt through the internet. So I die early, but I pop up all throughout the movie, on the phone, on the laptop, saying, "Hey, okay, great. I'm glad you did that. You haven't killed each other yet. So here's what you need to do now." And it's all about a father's desire he wants to be able to pass on some of what he's made and his music and his love of music and of course some financial stability to his delinquent sons. But he doesn't want to do it if they are not getting along. So in order for them to find the prize eventually, they have to become a team. So it's really good. It's a really, really wonderfully written script. It's a lot of fun. It's a road movie out in the wilds of Arizona on motorcycles. I mean, it's got a lot going for it.
Well, it definitely does. And fans of Kix and yourself definitely want to check that out. And so Saturday, May 13th is a big day for you as well for this film, correct? The 13th.
Yes, coming out. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait. Yep. We're going to head out on Friday, and I can't wait. So it's last time before this movie, last time I was in Tucson, I did Stagecoach with Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson.
Wow.
So, I enjoy it out there. You know, because I'm a cowboy at heart.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well, you got to live the brand. John, you got to live the brand. You're thinking of it.
You become the brand. Yeah. But you do become the brand because of who you are. You know, people say, gee, did you like cars before Duke? Well, yeah. My dad was an automobile. He did automobile upholstery, and I've always loved cars, always. So I didn't get the role and then become Bo Duke. I got the role because I am, you know.
Yeah.
So
you're fantastic, John. All right. So best place we can find best place we can find information on you and stuff, John, is where can we go for the film and also
John Schneider,
and information.
JohnSchneiderOfficial.com. Find the movies, find the music. You'll find a link to You're Gonna Miss Me, so you can find it in Walmart or wherever it happens to be. I'm sure it's up on iTunes as well. So there you go. That's all you need. JohnSchneiderOfficial.com.
All right, John. Thanks for calling. Love the Dukes of Hazzard. Love you. Take care. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.